If we look at South and East Britain, we're talking about 6 out of 10 sparrows having disappeared over the last 10 or 15 years.
Now, you've been investigating the decline in sparrows. How was this research carried out?
We went to the lovely city of Leicester, and where we knew sparrows were declining, as they are in many suburban cities. And we went along there and we were interested in studying their breeding success. There were some indications from previous work that sparrows may be struggling to raise enough young each year. So we went along there, we put up loads of nest boxes all over the city, and a proportion of those boxes were subsequently, used by house sparrows. And so we were able then to study their reproductive biology in quite a lot of detail.
And what did you find out?
Basically, we found that far more chicks were starving than we expected. And what was happening was the adults were laying enough eggs and there were enough breeding attempts through the summer. But the problem was that once the eggs hatched and we had very small young chicks, we saw very high rates of starvation in the first few days after hatching.
And what could be the reasons for that?
Yeah, so it would appear that lack of insects is the problem. So sparrows generally eat seeds and cereal grains and so on when they're adults and outside of the nest. But when they're very small chicks, they need to be fed almost entirely small insects. There's a source of protein and they can grow and develop rapidly. Now, if there aren't enough insects around of the right type, the parents will resort to feeding them scraps of bread and peanuts and so on that many, householders will feed. But that really isn't enough to keep these young chicks going. They need insects. And we found that, in most suburban areas, there just weren't enough insects to keep those young healthy and developing.
Why not?
Well, that is a slight mystery, but we can sort of put two and two together and see what's been happening in our suburban parts of our cities and also our inner cities themselves. And really what house sparrows need, what the parents need, is certain types of vegetation, particularly native woody vegetation, things like hawthorn, brambles, honeysuckle, wild roses. Those sorts of species are covered in insects come the sparrow breeding season. And I think what's happened is quite large areas of this sort of vegetation has just been removed from our gardens and cities.
Well, my 9-year-old is a keen bird watcher, and he'll want to know if there's anything we can do to help boost the sparrow population.
Right. So there probably is all sorts of things you can do. Really, the flavour of this study is to raise insects numbers in your back gardens, and the way you can do that is plant the sorts of deciduous woody plants I've just been speaking about. Honeysuckle is a great example of that. It's easy to propagate, so it can be free, or you can spend a few quid and get a nice plant from your local garden centre, which will grow vigorously and quickly, and that will be covered in insects within a year or two. It provides berries later in the summer, and it will provide cover for the sparrows all through the year, which they really need too.
Oh, they're back already.